Hello and welcome. Today we'll be talking about the white wines of the Itrian Valley, or as they refer to it here in southern Italy, the Valle d'Itria. So, come on then, let's make a start. This could be thirsty work, so earlier on we popped a bottle into the fridge. It's about 11 to 12 degrees Emilio. Shall we open it now?
Yes, Gary, the temperature is perfect for our fantastic white wines.
Ah, great. So you pour, and I'll tell these good people about the Itrian Valley. I know we're here to talk about wine, but the region that we live in is relevant to the wines we have. So, the Itrian Valley, it's a region in the central part of Apulia that covers around 500 square kilometres. A quick history and geology lesson is relevant to this discussion and will help you understand the origins and characteristics of our indigenous grape varieties and the wines that they produce. So, here goes. There was a god in Greece and his name was Zeus. Now, Zeus had many children, one of whom, a son, was called Dionysus. Zeus sent Dionysus out into the world to find new fertile land for the expanding Greek race to inhabit. He gave him a giant barrel full of thunderbolts as protection and sent him off on his adventures. Now Dionysus, being a bit carefree and careless, accidentally dropped this barrel off his back and it crashed to earth into the part of Italy that we now know as the Itrian Valley. The exploding thunderbolts and the weight of the impact of the barrel caused a large depression of compressed land, which, in turn, created what the French call a terroir of intense, rust-red earth and mineral-rich soil that was unique to this place and this place only in the world. It is this soil that gives life to the exclusive, but the most popular varieties that you will find when you visit us are Verdecca, Bianche d'Alessano and Minutolo. Emilio, could you tell us a little bit about each of these varieties?
Of course, Gary. I can tell you that all the varieties are typical of the Itrian Valley. Each variety has different features and, of course, taste. If we start from the Verdecca, I can tell you that Verdecca, the meaning of Verdecca, it means green. And we can understand from the name the color of the grape. And it is really, really famous, Verdecca, because it is the only variety of grape that you can find or completely dry or sparkling. Because you can find also Verdecca sparkling in the Champenoise method as well. We can tell that also in Puglia we have our Apulian Champagne. Then we have Bianco d'Alessano. Bianco d'Alessano, I can tell you that the origin of this variety of grape is not for sure. The Bianco d'Alessano has a very nice acidity and it is like a mystery, the origin of this grape, white grape as well. And then the last one is Minutolo. It's also my favorite one because I can drink 3-4 bottles of Minutolo wine. And Minutolo is really floral, is an aromatic. When I drink Minutolo wine, I think that I'm drinking the most famous Italian wine. But Minutolo also, I remember my granddad, Michele was the name of my granddad.
Nonno Michele.
Nonno Michele, right. I asked him, but why Nonno? You plant the Minutolo grape on the top of the hill. And he explained me that the reason is that Minutolo grape, that Minutolo piccolo, is that Minutolo grape needs sun and wind. And the position, the top of the hill, I can tell that is the best one for the Minutolo grape in order to have sun and wind.
Ah, excellent. Now, when you guys come to visit us, these are the varieties that you will need to look out for. So get your pad and paper and write them down. I'll spell them very quickly for you. Verdeca, V-E-R-D-E-C-A. Bianco d'Alessano, Bianco as in white. D apostrophe A-L-E-S-S-A-N-O. And Minutolo, M-I-N-U-T-O-L-O. Write those down in your little wine book for when you come to visit. What you'll be doing by looking out for those grape varieties, you'll be guaranteeing to yourself that the wine that you are drinking originated, or the grapes that made that wine, were grown a maximum of 50 kilometres away from the place that you're actually drinking it, which can only be good for you, good for the restaurant you're buying the wine from, and good for the planet. So, the majority of local white wines that you will find when you come to Puglia are a blend of somewhere between 50 and 85% Verdeca and one or more of the other varieties mixed with it. Each winery blends the wines for maximum flavour, body, aroma, etc. Emilio, what are the benefits of mixing the various different grapes with Verdeca?
I can tell you the way to recognize the really good wine in this area. You should have a blended wine. For me, the perfect blend of this variety is 60% Verdeca, in order to give to our wine the best structure, the best body that you can have. The 30% of Bianco d'Alessano, in order to give freshness to the wine and a little bit of acidity as well. And the 10% should be Minutolo. Minutolo because it's really aromatic, in order to give the best flavor to our wine. This is the perfect balance for me.
So, in a future episode, we will be talking about some of the best towns and sites to visit in this region. And one of these, a beautiful little white hilltop town that is famous for its butchery shops and restaurants, is Locro Rotondo. Now, there's a wine that I have seen called Locro Rotondo DOC, D-O-C. Emilio, could you tell us a little bit about this wine, please?
Of course, Gary. I want to tell you that Locro Rotondo is a wonderful medieval town. Roads that it's like a labyrinthic town, I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. And Locro Rotondo is also the city of the wine, because in Locro Rotondo they have this DOC, it means that they have the denomination of certified origin of the wine. It is a really important label that you can find on our wine. Locro Rotondo, it is a real wine experience, because Locro Rotondo in the ancient time had a fortified wall to protect the city, built on the 14th century by the Aragonese, by the Spanish. Now, if you walk in the medieval stead of the fortified walls, you can find the vineyards. The vineyards of the Locro Rotondo DOC, of the ancient variety of grapes that we were Bianco d'Alessano, Verdeca, and Minutolo. And it is really, really interesting to walk through the vineyards in a medieval town.
In the build-up to that previous section, I mentioned the town of Locro Rotondo, which is definitely a place you need to put on your agenda to visit. I mentioned that it has butchery shops, restaurants. Now, I don't mean butchery shops and restaurants. Of course, it has both. What I mean by that is butchery shops, which are restaurants. And this concept was born, really, in Locro Rotondo. It's from outside what appears to be a standard butcher shop, has a dining room, and these are generally great places to eat, which you can investigate when you come. So, we're talking about Locro Rotondo, and Emilio has given you the rundown on the Locro Rotondo DOC. Emilio, people here still tend to eat fish every Friday. My local pesceria, or fishmonger, also sells wine. What a great idea, yeah? Last week, he was selling a white wine called Faraone. from a winery known as I Pastani. Do you know this wine, and would you recommend it?
Yes, Gary, I know this wine because it's one of my favorite white wine from Faraone. Is I know also the name of the winery is I Pastani, and they produce 25,000 bottles of wine, I can tell you. They have a little production, but the highest quality as well. Faraone is 100% Verdeca, and it is a, a really good wine with a wonderful acidity and a medium body. I used to pair this wine with our red local shrimps from Gallipoli. They are really, really, really nice. I Pastini is also, I can tell you, the place when we can provide the a sensory experience to discover and to learn a little bit about the indigenous wine of the Adriatic Valley. It's a wonderful place because the wine farm, the winery, is divided in two different parts. It is like that you are crossing 300 years, because the first part is a truly complex. It is the ancient farm built on the 17th century, where there are, you know, the old, where there is the old building. And then there is the modern winery, when it is possible just to learn how they produce it with the modern machines, with the, they make this wonderful wine. I can tell you that they mix the old tradition to make wine with the modern technique.
Is it only white wine that they make at I Pastani, Emilio?
No, I Pastani, they make also two different kind of red wine. One is the Susumaniello, and the other one is Primitivo, one of the different kind of Primitivo. And they make also a wonderful rosé wine, rosato, called Le Rotaie, the railway in the translation.
Why did they give it that name?
And they gave this name because the vineyards is in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the, of course, the countryside of the Adriatic Valley, but there is also the railway just passing in the middle of the property of the Pastini.
Ah, okay, I understand. It cuts right through the middle, yeah?
Yeah, and okay. It is really nice during the wine experience that the people want to take some selfie just crossing the railway, but of course, this is not Halloween.
No, it's not advisable.
Not during our experience, not of course. And they make also another another product, the name is Grappa. It is a distillato, distilled like, you know, cognac.
Okay, thanks Emilio, and salute. Well, that bottle of wine seems to have been finished already. One thing I have to say is, thank God that Dionysus dropped that barrel of thunderbolts to create our Itrian Valley. Because if he hadn't done that, we wouldn't have had these great varieties. I'm going to list them for you one more time so that you make sure you got them. Verdeca, Bianche d'Alessano, and Minutolo, or any mixture of those three, you would be pretty much guaranteed a fantastic wine. Emilio, that's it. Our bottle is empty. The great varieties you're already familiar with, and now you can order with confidence when you come here. Next week, we will be telling you about some of our wonderful and rich red grape varieties. Any feedback would be appreciated. Emilio, is there another bottle in the fridge, or where's the opener?
No, I'll take the opener. I want to thank everybody. Please send us your comments, your feedback, and please share this new episode, and of course, cheers, salute to everybody, to our fantastic Apulian swine. Check also our website, of course, Apulian.